All right, Mordecai, you are in a bathroom balancing on top of a stall door covered in a ghost costume. What are you doing?
So I did a little research while I was waiting there, and turns out that in the description of this sheet, it says, and I quote, "During this time that you are wearing the ethereal sheet, you can move in any direction, up, down, left, right." So I could float if I wanted to.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to veto that. You cannot fly. This is not a tool that allows you to fly.
It's not fly. It's float. And it says, and this is how it justifies it. Every foot of movement costs an extra foot.
Okay.
So I'm not zipping around. I am hovering like a grandmother drives a car.
Levitating slowly.
So I look like just a floating ethereal ghost. I'm not a speed demon. I don't have fly. It just says yes. That I can float up to my speed, but it costs an extra foot for each one. So if I wanted to say move it, I wanted to move like 10 feet, it's going to cost me an extra 5.
Here's what I'll allow. Okay. I'll say that you can float up to 5 feet above the ground, but sure. To travel further up, you need to have some other object in the physical plane that your body would move through.
Okay. So with that in mind, if I am on top of this stall and when I poked my head up, I was in the vent, could I then move up the 5 feet and turn my body horizontal so that I am in the vent?
Yes, that is exactly what we have just described.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, all right. You float up and you now find yourself in a vent.
Cool. I will use the rest of my movement to just float slowly forward in the vent.
Okay, you're floating along the vent now. So we'll say that you're going to start cruising through.
Yeah.
Val, all of a sudden, the footsteps get louder and louder, but they're not running at this point. They're not, like, speeding, chasing after something. They're more casually walking back.
Investigating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
It seems like they ran past a lot of doors, and maybe they're coming back to check on that.
Yeah. They lost sight of me, and they're more through investigation. Just more for the sake of the audience, like, have they cut the power here? Have they blown out the candles, like, you know, throughout this place as time's gone on?
No, it seems like the amount of candles and torches is just too much work for them to try and cut the power out.
Sure, okay.
Quote unquote. So right. They're just going to keep burning away.
Sure, gotcha. I want to just take a gold piece from my purse and just flip it down the hall through the door I've left
nice.
Open. Try and draw Hitman style. We're gonna
okay.
Distract the guard here.
All right, you flip a coin down the hall, out through that little gap you've made in the door, and the footsteps all of a sudden stop. And then they start speeding up a little bit. They get closer and closer. And they're right outside your door at this point. And you hear a voice say,
"Oh, a coin, my lucky day."
And he steps forward and he bends down to pick up the coin.
And I'm right there with the knife.
Jesus, okay. All right, so you jump out and you stab him?
Jump out and stab him. Stealthily stab him.
Stealth him. Okay, so I'm going to give you advantage on an attack against this guy. Yeah. So use your knife.
Okay.
Just using a butter knife.
Ooh, okay, 21 to hit for 4.
Okay, you pierce straight through his shoulder and he slumps to the ground, but he turns around having dropped his crossbow, and you can see that he is not down for the count. He is looking back now up at you with a shocked look on his face.
Nice. So I get a second attack?
Yeah, because it was a surprise, I'll say that you get a second attack.
Okay, stab again. 10.
Okay, you go to stab at it again, but you end up just missing him. You're not able to get any kind of purchase. It kind of clangs off of him. He kicks out at your feet. I need you to make a strength check.
Oof. Well, this is going well. 0.
Well, he got a nat 20, so here we are. You kick out. You fall to the ground. You're going to take... you take 1 point of damage. That's Ouch. Great. You hit the ground, and you end up dropping the knife. Your turn. What are you doing?
Is this crossbow close enough I can grab it and shoot him with it?
Well,
I assume it's loaded, right?
It is loaded, and it's just kind of clumped on the ground now. It is close to you guys, so it's kind of in between the two of you. If you reach out faster, you could probably grab that before he does.
I want to, like, yeah, grab it, roll, and shoot, because he's standing over top of me, right?
No, he's on the ground as well, because you stabbed him and he fell onto the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're both on the ground now, kind of with a crossbow in between each other, nice. Making eye contact, knowing what's about to happen next.
Roll. Nice. Roll, point, shoot.
Yep. Could I have you make a dexterity check?
Oh, we're going to, like, do it like this? Shoot out like this?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Not 20.
Oh, all right. Damn. Yeah. You,
finessing it.
Yeah. You fell to the ground. You kind of hurt. You scuffed your knee. It hurt a lot. And then you immediately grab that crossbow that you saw just to the right of this guy. You pick it up as you're on the ground. What do you do?
Just roll and yippee-yay-kaye, motherfucker.
Okay, you fire a shot.
Is that an advantage or no? Because it's a nat 20.
Yeah, I'll give you advantage because you're stupid nat 20. And you guys also suck at rolling tonight, so I'm going to... You haven't mixed success, let's say.
The advantage hasn't really been helping me for strength checks, to be honest.
Yeah.
Jesus, okay.
I'll take that.
Yeah, so you got a 10 plus 2, 12 points of damage. Yeah, you hit him like square in the head. He's dead.
Cool. I guess before it pans out to someone else, I'll just, one, pick up my gold piece.
Not leaving that. You only
hell
have so
no.
Many of them.
And just check him for other weapons, I guess.
Okay, you end up finding...
More bolts, I guess, too.
Sure. So you pick up a collection of bolts in like a little pouch. You also find a Bowie knife, and you find some scale armor, which is a plus 2.
Nice. I'll slap that on.
Awesome. So, Giovanni, you just shoved a guy into a vent. What are you doing?
I'm going to go skulk around now that I have a guard uniform on, right?
Nice.
Are you, like, trying to blend into the crew? Like, you have a guard uniform in so much as that you are wearing a scale chest piece and you have a crossbow. Are you going to try and
infiltrate? Yeah, but I
mean,
how different could the other guys possibly look from me?
Well, you haven't seen all too many of them. They're not wearing, like, helmets and stuff. They seem to have... like individual identities,
okay.
If that's what you're looking at.
Well,
the guy you just knocked out had short hair. He's gray and very pale skin. That's where, like, do you want me to go through a list of all the qualities of each person?
No, that wouldn't be fair because I haven't seen them all yet. But I'll just kind of peruse out the gallery. I'm kind of thinking these guys are going down pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting really unintimidated by them. I kind of want to go suss the situation, see if I can get an overview of, like, where all the hostages are.
Okay, so how about you make a perception check? So you're still kind of in that alcove area. Roll a perception check, and that'll kind of simulate you kind of looking around the corner to look down.
Also, because I don't want any funny business, I have the crossbow loaded, and it's a martial weapon, so I am proficient with it. Just putting that, before we get started, just putting it out there.
Awesome, great. No, I'm 100% on board with that.
I didn't know that's how weapons worked in D&D 5 till moments ago. Here we are, 13.
Okay, you look around the corner, and you're kind of peering over the edge. The crossbow's right below you, and your arms are kind of holding it in a ready position. And you look down, and you see that all of the attendants have been tied up by this point. Everyone's sitting on the floor, and you can see that there is a group of maybe about, I'd say, like, 7 guards that are kind of surrounding them.
7?
Yeah, right. 7 guys with real big crossbows looking out over top of everybody real imperiously. At this point, you notice that a guard has run up to the crew, and he pulls one of the other guards to the side and kind of whispers to him. But, of course, you can't make that out from where you are, but you can see the interaction that is occurring. That's all you see.
I want to get on my stone of far speech.
All right.
Hey, Mordecai, hey, Val, copy.
I don't think I'd be able to reach that.
You don't get service in the spirit
and
the astral plane.
In the ethereal plane.
I don't really get to interact
between
with like physical objects very well, right?
So it's just vibrating, but you can't turn it off.
pretty much.
So I just trying to grab it, just pawing at it in his pocket.
And you're just kind of going through it each time. Like, come on.
Pick up. Pick up!
Hey, Giovanni, if you, as you look out over the group of people and you pull up your Stone of Far Speech and speak into it, you notice that a couple guards that are kind of standing closest to the wall just kind of look at the wall.
Go, ooh, maybe I'll just try to call Val. Because I would probably have an inkling, having worked with Mordecai long enough to know about his little spectral sheet shenanigans. So I'm just going to assume that Giovanni understands that it's probably Mordecai in the walls.
I mean, that, yeah. I mean, though you have no idea where he is right now, you didn't even really know if he was in the crowd or not. He just kind of was angrily trying to shut off his phone when you tried calling him the first time.
The sheet comes up pretty often, so.
That is true, yeah. So, yeah. Honestly, Mordecai could be literally anywhere.
I'm surprised that this hasn't come up before.
That is also fair. Yep.
All right, I'm gonna try to ring Val then. Hey, Val, you coffee?
Yeah, Val here. Gio, is that you?
Yes, Gio McLean. I managed to take down one of the guys. I got his gear. How you doing?
Yeah, same. Sad to say, it was a little messy, but got the job done. So I'm armed now. I don't know what wing are you in? I fled down the hall here, so I'm kind of making my way back slowly to the main chamber.
I'm on top of a balcony, and I got Overwatch on the ballroom with the hostages.
Okay, I'll make my way to you. Any sign of Mordecai?
No, but I have a funny feeling he's skulking around in the walls.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay, I'll make my way to you. Over and out.
Copy.
All right, is that all that you're doing there, Gio?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep... I'm kind of going to just watch and try to learn, see the dynamic of the guards here, kind of try to size them up, get some sort of tactical advantage on how the operation's running here.
Sure, okay. While you're looking out, you see that those two guards that were having a conversation step out from their positions surrounding the crowd and walk away. So they walk underneath the balcony where you are and disappear from your view. Mordecai, what are you up to?
Have I come across a vent yet?
Yeah, so we'll say that you are kind of traveling down a long vent, and there are a number of different exits, like little vents that seem to come off of that. You're not exactly sure where they lead, but there's a few of them. The vent continues going down. Did you want to kind of take a peek at each one as you walk past?
Yeah.
Okay, could I have you roll a perception check, and that will simulate kind of the first few that you're kind of seeing, and you can stop me when you are wanting to choose to do an action.
That's a 3.
Okay. So you're walking past each of these vents, but you realize that they haven't been cleaned in a very long time, and there's just like a buildup of lint behind them, so you can't really make out really any of these vents what's going on outside of there. Mm. Other than that, you think that they are close to some kind of floor, but you don't know if they're up in the air or like really close to it on like the ground level.
Okay. I'll skirt along to the next one, do another perception check, I guess.
Sure. This will simulate like maybe a few more.
This time, this is a 10.
Okay, so you come across a vent that doesn't seem to have as much dust on it. You peek out, and you realize that you are now past the banquet hall in what seems to be like a hallway that seems to run through the north area of this palace. And there are a number of different like doors you can kind of make out like across from the vent that you're looking through. You don't see anybody. You don't hear any muffled movement or anything.
Okay, I would like to float through the vent out into the hallway.
Okay. Val, could I have you make a perception check?
Yeah, sure. 25.
Okay. You look up from where you're sitting, having shot that guy, and you see a ghost float across the hallway, maybe about 30 feet up from you.
Whoa! Val thinks he's probably having like a flashback or something.
Great, now there's ghosts too.
Having just killed this guy and then like literally seeing a ghost, you know, seemingly come out of him or something. It's just too much. Mordecai?
Do I hear him?
Yeah, we'll say that you're about like 40 feet up the hallway from him. You're hovering 5 feet off of the ground, having started to like descend out of this top vent that is near the ceiling. And you look over and you see Val sitting next to a body that's been pretty badly beaten with crossbow bolts in its head.
Holy crap. Yeah, Val, of course it's me.
Okay, all right.
How many other ghosts do you know?
Okay, that's what I figured. That's why I stayed by fire. But, you know, like, it was a lot messier than I wanted this guy to be here, so.
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
Anyways, I mean, I tried to knock him out. On that, I'm going to have a swig of my elixir there, I think.
Yeah, there's still some drink in that bottle.
Well,
it didn't break, so.
Oh, why wouldn't it?
Yeah. I assume Buddy had like, it handed me like a Magnum practically. But I went there for like a beer, and Buddy gave me like, you know, like a a lot. Anyways.
Like a 2-4.
pretty much. More to stash this guy in this room. I just spoke to Gio. Let's tee up with him.
Yeah, okay. Right behind you.
Okay, so let's drag. We just drag this guy off into one of the anterooms and slowly, cautiously, tactically make our way down the hall.
Okay, all right. Are you making your way down the hall back to the banquet room? You're following it down to see where it goes.
We know that Gio's up on the top, so if we can make our way to him.
Yeah.
Or should we like kind of attack from a different way or get set up in a different spot?
I don't know if we should like attack from a different spot, but like maybe
let's tee up first. Like, let's get with Gio first.
And let's see if we can get an eye line on that dude who was chatting.
The head honcho, you know,
like, he's got to be somewhere around here, right? Like,
yep.
He's probably up in a room.
Mm-hmm.
So,
on the top floor.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't see that, so never mind.
Okay. All right. So, the two of you have hidden the body. You have now kind of like you're peeking around the banquet hall, and you can see that there are now two guards that have made their way into the bathroom where Mordecai was a moment before, and they're disappeared for a couple seconds there. Let's switch back over to Giovanni. Giovanni. Still kind of gazing out over the group of people that are there. You can see that if some of the bandits have kind of taken a few of the people that were standing there, some of the hostages, and they have cut their legs, or rather they've cut the ties around their legs.
Oh, Jesus.
And they are pulling them to...
Torturing people for a second. Oh, my God.
No. They're, nope. They've cut the ties surrounding their legs, and they're pulling them to their feet, and they seem to be making their way to the staircase that leads up to that second floor where you are now hiding. You'd say that there's maybe about 10 people that are with them.
With two guards?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to stake them out.
Stake them out?
Just like, wait, I want to see where, like, am I in a spot where I'm hidden and I can kind of observe and report on this situation?
Okay, make a stealth check.
Oh, God. Ooh, 19.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
All right. Okay, you pull yourself around the corner of the alcove where you're currently hiding out. And you can hear the footsteps outside kind of get closer and closer as they start to make their way up to the second floor where you currently are. And you can see that they are now stepping through to a door that's on this balcony. And it's not so much just like a single small door, but rather another set of double doors that open up to another staircase, which you can spy from your vantage point going up to yet another floor.
I'm just going to continue to follow them.
You're going to leave your spot and follow them?
Mordecai, Val, copy.
you mind getting that? I can't reach mine. Let's pick up already.
Yeah, Val, what's up?
Hey, they're taking a small group of hostages up these stairs. I'm going to follow them.
Okay, do you want us to try and meet you on your new position or hold the Overwatch?
I think they might be killing these hostages to send a message, so I might have to intervene before it is prudent to do so. So if you could just hightail it here as quickly as possible to back me up.
Yeah, of course.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Ask him where he is.
He's off the Overwatch, right?
You're the balcony. Do we know,
like Josh, like, well enough, like we all kind of explored roughly the same area together, like how maybe to get to where Gio is, like without having to go directly through the banquet hall, like.
I wouldn't say that there was an obvious, like you guys kind of explored the entrance hall and the banquet hall. And there wasn't like a staircase other than the two double staircases that leads up to the balcony in the entrance hall that would lead to that position.
Right, which would be obvious.
There may be others around you. It seems like perhaps the hallways that you're on may have led to something else, but you didn't really follow those all the way down, so you're not quite sure.
So are Mordecai and I on the second floor or the first floor then, so to speak?
You are on the first floor still.
Okay, so let's try and get upstairs somehow, I guess, Mordecai. Maybe a dumbwaiter around somewhere or...
Well, I mean, I can float.
Okay.
It just might take me a minute or two.
Well, that doesn't help me.
Climb up on top of Val.
I will say that the hallway has about, like, it's 15 feet high, Mordecai. So if you're going to try and float through to the second floor, you're going to need a little bit extra.
To get through to this.
You're
going to
have to toss me.
you're asking Val to toss you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what? In this instance, it might work because I weigh probably nothing.
His arms may just go straight through you.
Yeah, I'll just kill the guy. He's hard as fuck.
That's my insides.
Let's try and find like a servant's staircase or a dumbwaiter maybe or something first. That might be an easier.
All right. Yeah.
Sure. Could I have the two of you make an investigation check?
Sure. I take it we're still kind of making our way through the side hallways and stuff.
Yeah, this is you just kind of looking around the side hallways.
Cool.
Dirty 20.
And a 19 for Val.
Okay, all right. So between the two of you, you end up actually finding like some kind of servant staircase. It's a very, very small kind of ungilded door that's off to the side of the rest of this hallway. Sure. And you open it up and you can see that there is actually a staircase that seems to ascend to somewhere.
Let's take it.
Hey, yeah, that worked out pretty well.
Okay, so you take the staircase, and it seems to go to a second floor. The staircase continues going up, but you can get out on the second floor if you would like.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing... Well, okay. All right, you leave this little balcony, and you are now finding yourself in another hallway. You can see that all the doors down this hallway are open. It doesn't seem to be cut off or anything. And you can see far down the hallway, at the other end of it, is a open balcony, and... Farther back, a little bit more, is a small little head peeking out from behind the corner of one.
Does it look like Geo?
It looks an awful lot like Geo.
Okay.
I think that might be him.
Okay. Can I give him like a subtle wave? Like,
I feel like I might be zeroed in on following these guys pretty stealthily. I might miss some small detail.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Okay.
That's fair. That's
you
fair.
See Geo. Yeah. Geo does not see you.
Okay.
Let's say you're maybe about 120 feet away from him.
Sure. Okay.
I'm just going to start floating up to him.
I'm that recognizable, eh?
I mean, those ruggish good looks stand out.
You're that recognizable to your quote-unquote friends.
Yeah. Quote-unquote friends.
Well, I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
I mean, that is fair, yeah.
I've been meeting them half the time over to my parents for dinner. They're friends.
Yep.
All right, so what do you guys do? Geo, you are now kind of looking at this crew. They have completely disappeared up this staircase now. What do you decide to do?
I'm going to keep following them.
Okay, all right. So working off of your stealth check from before, you kind of crawl along this open balcony that's looking out over the entrance, and you look up to the right of where all these people have walked up to this through these double doors and ascending up a staircase, and you can see that people have completely disappeared from the staircase now. It is a straight shot, not curved or anything, but it seems to go up to another floor.
I will ascend. I'm just going to keep following them until...
Sure, okay. You continue following up, kind of... following the pitter-patter of footsteps as they disappear over the corner of the staircase. And you look over and you can see that there is a group of 12 people, two of them bandits, and they're kind of pushing and prodding these nobles along. And you can see that they have stopped outside what appears to be a very large, like, steel door that's off to the side of this somewhat small room that this staircase opens up to. And the door has been opened. Can I have you roll a perception check?
Of course. 5.
Okay. You can see that people are coming into and out of this door that has been opened. And as they enter it, they disappear for a second. And a few seconds later, they come out and they seem to be holding on to like a bag of gear. You can't make out what it is, but they're all holding something very heavy now. And one by one, they go in and they come out and they each are holding that.
That's the treasure for sure, I've deduced, as a player.
Okay, if you're not doing anything else, you can see that they are now moving down this room here through another set of doors, and they continue down a long hallway that now takes another staircase.
I'm going to keep following the group of hostages. I don't really care about them stealing the treasure.
Okay, so you chase after the hostages. Val and Mordecai, what do you guys do? Geo has now disappeared. You saw him kind of come out of where he was hiding, and he has ascended up through another door.
Yeah, let's try and follow along with him. I'm going to mention it to Mordecai.
Oh, definitely going to try and float after him, yeah.
Yeah, just keep up with him as best we can. Obviously, staying low, staying subtle, keeping out of sight of other bandits on the... Mm-hmm. Of course, even hostages, too.
On the I don't want to lose him, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Can I have both of you make stealth checks?
Sure. This is as we're skirting across the balcony, like?
Yep. Okay, well, as sure. You're kind of moving down this hallway and through this balcony, chasing after Geo.
If I say that I'm moving against the wall, can I take it at advantage?
Nope. Normal stealth.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, I'm already a ghost.
I know. You stand out like a sore thumb now.
Well, yeah. No, they'd see like a bluish-gray ghost, which... I mean,
if you described yourself as like some drapery on the wall, I would allow that. Like if someone was looking for you, but no.
It's fine. I got a nat 20 plus 1 anyways.
Oh, and what did you get, Val?
13 for Val.
Okay, so the two of you make your way rather stealthily, especially Mordecai, because, well, he is a ghost, down this hallway, and you end up turning the corner, and you can see that there's a staircase that leads up to another floor. To the right of you, you can see that there is a overhang that overlooks all the other hostages that are held down there, and I suppose you chase after Giovanni?
Oh, wholeheartedly.
Yeah. If we could see even so which way he's gone, or...
Sure, you can't see him at the top of the staircase, but you decide to follow it anyways. As you reach the top of it, you can see that it opens up into a small room. Could I have you guys roll perception checks?
Sure.
You know what? I really need to train in perception.
Or not.
Or not, because that's another nat 20!
and that's a 20 for Val as well.
Jesus, guys. Natural,
so. I got to keep this cloak on at all times. Maybe yeah, it's my lucky charm.
Oh my God. Okay, all right. Well, you can see that Giovanni is making his way ahead of you, maybe by about 100 feet at this point, down a hallway that extends into the palace. You can also notice that this room, while small, is very well decorated. There's nice fur-lined rugs on the ground. But also, there is a rather large steel door at the end of this room. And it is absolutely charred. There's charring all around it, and the metal has been bent out around it.
Hmm. Well, I would say that does not look very good. What about you?
Would you say that's where the loot they're after stashed, Mordecai?
I mean, yeah. It looks
in your professional criminal opinion, ex-criminal opinion?
Well, sure. Let me take a closer look at it, and I'll float a little bit closer and see if I can deduce that is exactly what it is.
Sure.
Just to, you know, pad his ego a little bit.
Sure. Like a vault. Okay. You look at this room, and it seems like a small vault. A palace like this is, like, you wouldn't expect this to be the main vault of a palace like this. It is certainly a much smaller room, but it does seem like it has been reinforced with the intention of protecting something in this room.
Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Well done, guys. Good stuff there, Sherlock's. Do you chase after Giovanni?
Slowly, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cautiously keep following him, who's following the hostages.
Okay, all right. Giovanni, you are running down the hall. Can I have you make a perception check?
Are they running as a group? I thought it was like 12 people be moving pretty slowly. I like to feel that if I'm sneakily following them, these guys might be able to catch up to me a little quicker, right? Like, because I want to be running after them.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, you're not running, and certainly the people who are in front of you are not running because they're laden down with gear at this point. So you're kind of stealthily following them. But also, Val and Mordecai are also moving stealthily. So they're kind of watching their feet as they're coming
along.
We're
not just sprinting down the... I'd say we're gaining maybe slowly. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. So, Gio, could I have you roll a perception check?
Yeah. That's an 8 for Gio.
Okay, Gio... A door in this hallway opens up and a great big man steps out. It's not the person who was speaking to people before, but it is a large hulking man with a close cut haircut. And he turns towards you and you can see that he has a crossbow, a heavy crossbow like everybody else's. But his is much bigger and it is certainly different than the other ones that you have seen. He turns towards you. Whoa!
Is he surprised to see me?
He's surprised for a second. But then he sees that you have armor on and you have a crossbow and he looks you over and he says,
oh, you're not one of us.
Shooting him in the head with a crossbow.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Roll a ranged attack.
At advantage?
Well, there's no range about it.
No, not advantage. You rolled too low on your perception check.
14. Does a 14 hit?
A 14 does not hit. You shoot at him and it clatters off of the scale mail that he's wearing.
He says, oh, it's going to be like that.
And he pulls out his crossbow and he just kind of holds it with two hands at his waist and he hip shots fires at you.
Nice.
Oh, that
does a 19 hit.
Yeah, even if I was fully armored, that hits.
Okay, all right. So this isn't just any kind of crossbow. This is a repeating crossbow and it fires two bolts at you.
Oof.
So the first one hits you for 5 damage and the second one hits you for 3. So you take 8 total.
Ow. I didn't like that one bit. I'm going to stab him with a dagger.
Okay, you're still about like 40 feet away from him.
40 feet? He hip fired and he got me 40 feet away?
Yep.
Guys, damn, good. Man. Don't shoot shotgun.
Fastest shot in the West.
I'm not familiar with ranged combat. Could I use my. Could I reload while I'm moving towards him and then shoot again on my turn?
Yes. So you can take your movement action and you can use your attack action to reload. So you could move up to him, you could reload. But you can't fire at him in all this.
Is there anywhere I can get it to like behind cover around me or no?
There are a few doors, but it is not as active, quote unquote, as the rest of the hallways that you've been running through. So there's certainly one where he just walked out of. I think you ran past maybe one or two on your way here. There doesn't seem to be one immediately to your left or to your right.
Okay.
There's one maybe about 10 feet up from you.
All right, I'm going to try to bust through that door. I'm not gonna beat this guy in a shooting match.
Okay, so you run up and you open up the door and you slip inside that room?
Yep.
Okay, all right, you slip inside. You disappear from his view and all of a sudden...
Can I reload while I'm in this room?
Yep.
Shit. With my back...
Take a moment with my back, reloading behind cover.
With my back to the door.
Yeah, oh yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you've disappeared now, and Val and Mordecai, you are running up the hallway, and you see that Giovanni has disappeared from your view, and in your view now is no longer him, but rather a very large hulking man wielding a huge, huge crossbow.
How close are we to him?
I'd say you're probably about 90 feet, I think, at this point.
Ooh.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I'd say you're closer to 100 feet, sorry.
I'm going to lose a bolt at him.
Oh, okay. Nice.
All right, fire away.
19 to hit for 10. Wow.
Okay, wow. You
literally the best, like literally maxed out the ghost bow. Like,
wow. Yeah, but it is, yeah, okay, all right. Well, do you want to take that 10 or do you want me to roll a D10 instead?
D10 plus 2.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a D10 plus 2. That, so you can either take this 10.
I'm going to keep the 10, man. Solid.
All right, fine. So you rolled a 10. You raise your bow to your shoulder, you take aim, you fire, and the bolt flies down the hallway and hits the guy right in the shoulder.
Nice.
Does he make a noise or anything?
Ugh.
Yeah, of course. He goes, ugh, and he kind of staggers back for a second.
Can I use this opportunity to bust back out the door and take another shot?
Well, let's give Mordecai a chance. Are you doing anything?
I have a question.
Sure.
Would it be an action to remove the cloak?
I'd say it's a bonus action.
Yeah, because it's just
so
like
if
a...
I was to, yeah, yeah. If I pop it it's off, like I'd be able to someone. Cast a spell, right?
Yep.
All right, then I'm going to pop the cloak off. Whoosha! And he's going to look at the guy, and I'm going to scream, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Well, it's not as... The emphasis is not that great because you kind of got quiet on the motherfucker. And also, I think Giovanni well, said that like a few minutes ago.
No,
and also,
I
maybe
Ben. I don't think I did. Sure. I think Ben did. I'm saving mine.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right.
I
so
just
we're two.
To get in on it.
We're two for three. We're waiting on Gio.
And I'm going to. You said it was about 100 feet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then we are going to do.
Are you kidding?
A lightning bolt. Beat a 16 or take 24 damage.
And that's a dex save, right?
Yeah.
He rolled a 16.
Ah. Okay. Wait. let me take a look at it. Half as much damage, so he takes 12.
Okay. All right.
Save.
So he ducks to the side, but as you fire off your lightning bolt and it passes right by him, but it shears at the scale mail on the front of his chest, and he does take that 12 damage.
Yeah, he takes 12.
It's a good attack.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty great attack.
When it hits.
All right. He pulls himself off the wall after getting hit, and he looks at the two of you, and he starts running towards the two of you.
Okay.
It seems sort of like he's dropped his crossbow at this point. It's just kind of this hulking mass is running towards you. He stops maybe about 60 feet away from you, and then he throws an object.
Oh.
Ah, we didn't think this through.
Shit.
Okay. In between the two of you lands a small little circular device with a little fire coming out of it. Could I have each of you make a dexterity saving throw?
Nice.
I don't like this one bit.
Ha ha ha, yeah, baby. 19 for Val.
And an 8 for me.
Okay, Mordecai, you take 8 points of fire damage, and Val, you take 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that mean am I on fire then, or no?
Well, we won't say you're on fire. We'll say that Brendan, Mordecai is on fire.
Mordecai is on fire.
Damn.
My turn?
Yes. You can hear footsteps outside your door, and it stopped.
Can I kick the door open and just shoot him in the head?
Yes.
All right, I want to try that.
Okay, kick the door open. You look outside, and there is a great hulk of a man standing right next to you, looking down the hallway. He turns to look at you.
I fire.
Okay, roll to hit.
Fuck, 8. God damn it.
You miss him. Ouch. The bolt goes right past his face.
Close the door.
Close the door. Back up against the door again and just... like reloading.
You brace yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It is Val's turn. Val, what are you doing?
Reload and fire.
Okay.
Just keep my whole distance. That's my whole turn.
You guys haven't... The guy's at least like 2 turns before he gets to you, I think. If he's 60 feet away, so...
Could I have you roll to hit then?
17 to hit for 9.
Okay, that hits him. He takes 9 points of damage. He is not looking great. That bolt went straight into his other shoulder. So he has like a bolt on his right and a bolt on his left. And he's not really looking too good. His chest is also grizzled with like burnt charcoal at this point too. Mordecai, what are you doing?
I'm going to use my action to put out the fire on my body.
Okay, you spend your action putting out the fire.
I stop, drop, and roll, and I'm just like, I just cleaned this coat. God damn it.
Okay, all right, so it's his turn again. You can't see this, Giovanni, but Mordecai and Val, you see that he reaches up, grabs the bolt that's plunged into his left shoulder with his right hand, pulls it out, screams as he does that, and then jams it into the door that's in front of him.
Ugh.
Giovanni, could I have you make a dex save?
Well, I heard the scream, right? 8.
Okay. You get like a tiny little pinprick, like an arrowhead just kind of pierces through your left shoulder.
Duh, do I take any damage?
Yeah, you're not going to take much, though. It's more about looking cool at this point. You take 1 point of damage.
Duh, great. God damn it.
You got a splinter. But you are held in place now against the door by this bolt.
Oh, gnarly. Through and through, man.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pierced you. Yeah. Okay, so that was his turn. Gio, it's your turn.
Can I just... I'm pretty strong. I could probably just walk away from this bolt, and it would hurt and probably do damage, but I could definitely just do that, right?
I think you can do that. Let's do a strength check, though, to see how well you're able to.
16.
Yeah, okay. You just pull yourself right off of that.
And then I want, can I turn around and then actually kick the door and just blind fire outside of it? Or no?
Nice.
Sure. You kick the door open. You can see that he's certainly on the other end of it, and you fire. You're going to fire with disadvantage, though.
Oh.
Does the door hit him? Because he was right there?
Not this
crit
time.
Crit fail if I'm rolling a disadvantage. Disadvantage sucks.
Crossbow breaks.
Whatever.
The line on it just snaps.
Hey, I'm just looking at him. It's very slapstick. Slide whistle noise as I pull the trigger. When the spring breaks, goes boing.
Okay.
After you totally blow the door off the hinges.
Val, it's your turn.
Fuck this guy, man. Reload and fire.
Okay.
13.
Okay, you miss him. It goes right past him.
Does he react to the bolt flying by?
He doesn't even notice it. It just flies right past him. It's behind him. He's kind of closer to the door at this point.
He's fixated on closer things.
Yeah, he's got other priorities. Mordecai, what are you up to?
Is the distance between us the same? We're still like 100 feet away?
It's 60 feet now.
60 feet. Ooh. Come closer.
What do you got in your bag of tricks? That's... That 60 feet could do that 100 could.
Firebolt. He set me on fire. I'm going to set him on fire.
I hope he doesn't have any more grenades on him.
That's honestly what I was thinking. So,
but I think your lightning would have set those off too.
Oh, I mean, it grazed him though.
Oh, true.
So since this is a cantrip, I'm only going to spend 1 sorcery point to twin spell this so that I can shoot 2 firebolts at him.
You're firing 2 fall. Okay.
There's one. There's another. The first one was a 22 to hit for 8 damage, and the second one was a 12 to hit for 3.
Okay, you hit him with the first one, and you hit him square on, and he starts catching on fire.
How do you like it?
He starts panicking and swatting at himself as he starts lighting up. All of a sudden, there's an explosion. Giovanni, can I have you make a constitution check?
13?
All right, Giovanni, the door in front of you explodes, and you're thrown back onto your back.
Oh, no. Do I take any damage?
Nah, it's just for flavor.
Just emotionally.
By the object. I'm just going to yell at the side of the door at this point. Mordecai! Can they hear me from 60 feet away?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be you.
you okay, buddy? I didn't know you were behind the door.
Oh, I'll be fine. Well, I'm just going to lay on hands myself for 10 to bring myself back.
Okay.
You're going to touch yourself behind the door? Come on. We got work to do.
At least do it behind a door that can close.
I'm touching myself with the object. It's different. So I divide my powers from the object.
Okay. All right. What do you guys do?
I see a sponsorship deal in our future, but I don't like it.
I guess we're going to link up.
Okay.
Yeah, we should meet up.
There's probably nothing to loot on this corpse. Did it explode in a gory way, or was it just like a concussed, terrible?
Giovanni, you right yourself. You kind of pull yourself back onto your knees, and you look out at into the hallway in front of you, and it is just a splatter fest of blood and gore all over the place.
It looks like something from Doom.
You can make out arms and legs, but where there was a torso is no torso any longer.
Oof. Is there any salvageable equipment on this guy?
You can't find anything on the body, but up the hallway you can see that he did drop his repeating crossbow.
Oh, I'm going to go grab that. Does that count as a martial weapon?
Yeah.
Sick. I'm arming up with that.
Nice. Two shots, baby. Let's free these hostages, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have lost track of them because we're heading that way when we met this big fucker here.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Carry on, I guess?
Yeah, that's just...
Sounds good to me. Reload the double crossbow.
Awesome.
Lock and load!
You can see that next to this repeating crossbow seems to be a pack that has been dropped as well. And you can see inside there are cartridges that you would use for this repeating crossbow.
Oh, nice.
Sick.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, so can it fire more than two at a time, or are the cartridges just two bolts?
Two bolts, non-reloading.
Cool.
So those repeating bolts hold six bolts at a time. So you can do this three turns in a row, and then you have to reload, and that is an action.
I love that. Okay.
But you could never refill them kind of thing? Is that...
You could refill them if you got more bolts, but you don't know where...
Probably cost money to make the cartridges. I see why they're not standard issue.
We've got to get this for Nathan.
Yeah, your guard sense know that this is a very illegal weapon.
This is clearly some military grade.
Like city guards aren't allowed to carry this stuff around.
Certainly not.
So now Giovanni's thinking there might be some ties to that Renlin military industrial complex here going on with these bandits. Maybe there's more going on here than what meets to the... I'm sorry, guys.
I feel like Giovanni is rather just trying to scrape at a reason to get back at this general who wouldn't duel him. he's trying to come up with a reason why he can't, why this is a bad guy instead.
Oh, he's definitely a bad, let's be real. He's the real bad. The real bad guy is capitalism, first and foremost.
and it all circles back.
We'll work our way back from there. But I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. So
I'm not kidding about capitalism.
You're chasing after the hostages. Are you chasing after the hostages?
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Okay, so the three of you start running after the hostages who have now completely disappeared from this hallway that seemed to have gone up yet another set of stairs.
Up we go.
So we're on the fourth level if you ascend that one?
Wow.
I want to creep up the stairs.
Sure.
Pop my head out the top. So
roll a stealth check.
All of us?
Whoever wants to look.
16.
No, just Mordecai is fine.
Okay, Mordecai, you kind of step ahead of the guys and you kind of stealthily walk up the staircases, sneak-like, and you peek your head over the top stair and you look out and you can see nobody's there. No one's there, Mordecai. No one's there. Yeah. You're in another room. It seems very similar to the one that came off of the last staircase that you had descended. And you look around and you can see that there seems to be another set of doors that are kind of going back a little bit that seem to ascend again.
Okay. I'm going to turn around to the guys and be like, coast is clear.
Okay, man.
I'll cover you. We're like checking corners and stuff. And
Sure.
Real SWAT-like.
Real SWAT-like.
I'm going to start charging up in my hand a sleep spell and hold it until I see another guard.
Okay, sure. So you start, I guess, what do you do? Do you decide to climb the staircases or explore this level?
Can we just go to the top of the skyscraper and have the showdown with the helicopter?
Okay, all right.
How tall is this building?
It's about six stories ish. So, that's exactly what happens. You guys skip past this phase and you climb up the last staircase. You now realize that you are on the very top floor of this building, actually slightly above it, because you feel like you're going up to the roof now. It's getting colder and colder as you proceed up this staircase, so you assume that it must open to the outside.
Oh my god, they're throwing the people off the roof.
I don't think they would throw the hostages off the roof. They're trying to get... okay, you know, whatever, let's just go.
Bet that general's behind us.
Okay, so you ascend the stairs, and you can see that there's another set of doors at the end of it that are closed currently.
Should we creep out, or should we bust out SWAT team style?
I'm going to need somebody else to open the door, because I'm currently holding that spell, concentrating on it, so I don't accidentally let it go on all of us.
Oh, yeah, before we get into combat, how much damage did you take?
Who, me?
Yeah, from the grenade.
Oh, 8.
I absolve you of your sins and heal you.
Only some of the sins, though.
Only 8 hit points worth.
Okay, well, thanks, bud.
Exactly 8 sins.
The last thing I need is more burn scars. So yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Praise be to the object. Praise be. How do we want to do this?
Yeah.
Is this the only door to get outside, or is there another way we could like creep around and get like a pincer going here?
A window. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. A doggy door.
This is the only door that you see in front of you. Like, you have proceeded up this last staircase here. You don't see anything else that would go up to the roof from your position.
Hmm.
Let's go up to the door and see if we hear anything from the other
good
side.
Call.
Good idea.
Okay.
Okay, so could I have you guys roll perception checks?
Sure.
I hear nothing.
5.
Also a 5.
11 for Val.
Okay, so the three of you, kind of in a Little Rascals way, lean up against the door, one at a time, putting your ears against it. Mordecai and Giovanni, you can't seem to hear anything. Val, you can hear a bit of yelling, but you can't make out what it is saying.
Okay. Just some yelling, guys. Probably some thugs in there with the hostages.
Okay.
All right, let's creep out the door real sneaky to sneak. And,
yeah.
See what we can do.
Just ease it open slowly. We don't want to make too much sound.
I'll open it because I'm the least proficient with the weapon. Gio, you get ready with your 2-shot, and then Mordecai's got his spell ready. So how's that sound?
Sounds good.
I'm going to stand back and start charging it up in both hands.
So Val's going to just try and ease that baby open nice and slow.
All right, roll a stealth check.
Okay, everyone get ready up behind him.
Yep.
Stealth check. 17.
Nice.
All right, nice. You real smooth, like, just push at the door and open it up. And you can see that you are now on the roof of this palace. It seems to be a large circular kind of roof. And there seems to be some kind of pad at the end of it. And you can make out the forms of the 10 hostages who were taken up here. But you can also make out the forms of maybe 5 other bandits, including the man that you saw speaking downstairs.
Jeez.
Hmm.
How close is the closest bandit to the door?
How close are they all to the edge?
You'd say that this rooftop is maybe about 80 feet round diameter. In terms of how close they are to the door that you guys are currently at, you could see that there is one maybe about 30 feet near you. And then they just get further and further from that point as they kind of go towards this pad on the other side of this circular rooftop.
Okay.
The Thropter pad? Is it for Thropters?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay. So I was holding sleep as an action. So since I can see the guards and they're within 90 feet, I'm going to let it go at 3rd level and try and get as many of the ones that are closest to us asleep as possible.
Sure.
Knock them out. So I am going to be rolling 9d8.
So many.
Jesus.
All the d8s. 37?
Okay, all right. So in front of you, Mordecai, you can see that the person that's about 30 feet away from you, one of the bandits there, drops to the ground. He just slumps down over.
Hits his head, gets a concussion.
You have no idea. You have no idea, but he's certainly not standing any longer.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to need you to roll 1d20 twice.
Of course.
Because I realized when you cast lightning, you did not make a wild magic surge.
Ooh, I got a 2.
Okay, I'm going to need you to roll a 1d100.
90. Get into them dangerous numbers.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, do I like cast darkness on myself or something? I don't like that. It's a bad
Okay, nothing happens.
Yet?
Yep, sorry. Nothing happens to you, Mordecai.
God damn, that's anticlimactic. But okay, I'll take it. It's better than death.
That's good.
So only one guy passed out from that?
Yeah, nothing happens. You cast your spells, guy passes out. Okay. You can hear a little bit more yelling now that the door is open, especially after that person hit the ground.
All right, I got the closest one. Go, go.
Cabinet, I'm going to start creeping out with my crossbow.
All right, make a stealth check.
17.
Nice.
I feel like crawling around in the vent for so long gave me a new perspective on how to creep around.
Should I get in position?
Come
too,
on. Oh. Come on.
I love how it's heavy bandit.
Alric Gruber.
it's Grubber.
Grubber.
All right, so what did you roll there, John?
I rolled a 17 stealth, which I thought would be pretty good.
Yeah. Fortunately for you, the leader of the group didn't seem to see you, but one of the bandits that was just past this guy who passed out turns back and sees you as you step out of the door, and he says, "We got company."
Oh, man, they're going to throw the people off the roof now. I say this in my head because I don't want to give them many ideas.
Probably for the best.
Gio's just thinking like, Val's right, maybe we should kick the bad guys off the roof. All right, so what's the situation like then? Can I just aim my crossbow at the leader and the other guy, say let him go, no one has to get hurt?
I think we are entering initiative. I said we weren't going to do an initiative anymore, but
I can't try to talk him out of it first.
Nope.
Wow. These guys are that committed, eh?
Yep.
Got a 3.
21.
9.
All right, Gio, you are up first.
We got to let 2 bolts fly at Hans.
Okay, you can see the leader of this is standing on this mat, this spot on the other side of this roof, and he's looking at you. Now that attention has been drawn to you, you raise your crossbow and you fire. Could I have you make a ranged melee attack?
Okay, here we go. Fuck, crit fail. God damn it.
Yep, the repeating crossbow just explodes in your hands.
Fucking piece of shit.
Well, it's gnarly.
I guess I'll use my movement then to get closer to the bad guys.
Okay, you're probably about, I'd say, 60 feet away from them, so you can move up to 30 feet.
Gio, you don't even have any weapons, you fool.
I have a knife.
Oh my god.
What?
I'll give you my crossbow, man. Here. Okay, whatever.
No. You keep the range. I'm good with a knife. Like, I have a lot of hit points, and I could always just heal myself. I got armor on. I'm good. I'm fucking... Let me get in there. Soak up some damage.
I mean, I do have, like, a flaming sword, though, right? You know?
Yeah.
Well, you can run up here, too.
Okay. Fuck.
Take your shot and then run up. We'll do them together.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we got to go with the initiative. Do what you're doing, man. Do what you're doing.
Okay. So...
That's my turn. Wait, between... where are the hostages in this, like, if I run towards them?
So if it was a straight line, you would say that the leader here is about 60 feet away from you. In between you and the leader, maybe about 10 feet away from him, 50 feet away from you, is the hostages. And then on either side of those hostages are another bandit, and then there's one slightly closer to you that is also a bandit. You'd say that he's maybe about 40 feet away from you.
Okay. Is there any cover between us and the bandit, or is it just a flat roof?
I'll say that there is a one of those circular vent things.
All right, I'm going to run behind that circular vent thing.
Okay.
That crossbow really let me down. Jesus Christ.
I know, I was excited for that.
You just picked it up. Learning yes. curve.
So you dash behind this vent that's mysteriously appeared on this roof. All right, next up is another bandit. He is standing closer to the leader, and he sees that you have ducked behind this vent, and he decides to just fire directly at the vent. So he's going to shoot at you with disadvantage.
Nice move, idiot.
I was going to say, what's the vent's AC?
Yeah.
He rolled a 5, so you're fine. Nothing happens, but these bolts pierce into the other side of this vent. Next up is the leader. He sees that you've hidden behind this vent, so he decides to instead take out an object out of his little pack and throw it at Mordecai and Val.
Ugh.
So I need you guys to make a dexterity check.
Okay.
Nat one. Oof. Everybody wants to hit Mordecai.
21.
Okay.
Fucking ninja.
Yeah, Val, you see this object coming straight towards you in the air, and you duck out of the way. You jump just out of the way, and you can feel the explosion behind you. You get singed a bit, but it doesn't really hurt you that much. Mordecai, you're standing there, and you see this object coming straight towards you, and you don't quite know what to do with yourself, and you just kind of stand there like a deer in the headlights, and then all of a sudden, you catch the ball.
Oh. Hey, would you look at that?
It explodes. Okay, so you take 16 points of fire damage.
Okay, my on fire again.
And Val, you're on fire again. Val, you take 4 points of fire damage and you are not on fire.
Okay.
Ouch.
Next up is another bandit, and he's going to fire at the vent that Giovanni is covering behind.
You might need a Christmas miracle, guys.
Like a fire extinguisher, a bucket of water, yeah.
We're going to need a bigger crossbow. All
right, yeah, thank you for reading that. Okay, so he rolled a 6, so that pierces into the vent again, and now there are 4 bolts just kind of hanging out in this vent. It's a pretty cool situation. Mordecai, you're up. Or actually, no.
not for us.
Yeah, it was maybe later.
Yeah, it's more like Juno Beach. Cool situation. All right, Val, you're up next.
The shootout on the, yeah, I guess like, no, fuck it. I'm not gonna load and fire. I'm gonna start run up to Gio and tossing this crossbow. Being an idiot.
But you're giving me your crossbow?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna sprint up alongside.
I have a pretty bad track record with these things. I'll let you know.
Yeah, you managed to fuck 2 of them up, but that's okay.
Okay, Val, you run up the rooftop and you make your way next to Giovanni, dodging bolts as they fly past you, and you pull yourself behind this vent and you pass Giovanni your crossbow.
Cool. I'll be like, yo, Gio, don't be a fool, man. Take the crossbow.
I'll take it.
Is that my full distance or?
Yeah, so that's 30 feet.
Okay, I can attack, no?
Yeah, I guess you could attack.
You know, trying to moonbeam the terrorist. No,
he just moonbeam his ass off the roof. It's nice night.
Bust out your flaming scimitar. They'll all explode in front of you.
Yeah, I want to go with that, though. Yeah, I'm gonna deploy that. And then just...
Wait, actually don't, because if you're that close, you'll get the damage too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Never mind. Moonbeam.
Okay. All right, so these guys maybe are about another 30 feet away from you. You can see that they're pretty close around these hostages. Like, they're within 10 feet of them, and they're kind of roughly circled around them, kind of in more of a C shape towards you. What do you do?
Facing me, around the hostages, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll focus on the center guy, I guess.
The leader?
Yeah, I suppose that makes the most sense.
Okay, all of a sudden, the moon is cresting over the horizon, and like a... and it's like a giant magnifying glass goes in front of it, and this beam of light shoots down at it and lands directly on the leader of the bandits. Unfortunately, though, it also grabs a couple of the hostages in its glow, and they're covered in moonbeam at this point.
Whoa, hold on. Are they not 5 feet from the hostages?
They're about 10 feet from the hostages.
Well, it's only it's a 5 feet cone.
5 foot radius.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, sure.
Radius, sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So then, yeah, no hostages are covered in this moonbeam.
Okay, so we just roll and see what that does then, eh?
You'll do that next turn.
Next turn.
When they have to make a constitution check.
Yeah. That'll be at second level.
Okay, next up is another one of the bandits. They're going to take a shot at Mordecai, who's standing out in the open.
Like you do.
They rolled a 7.
Ha!
All right, nothing you're happens. Fine. You're doing just great. And last up is Mordecai.
Okay, Gio is 30 feet away from you?
Yep.
Okay. Gio, I cast haste on you.
Oh, what does that do?
Until the spell ends, your speed is doubled. You gain a +2 to your AC, and you have advantage on dexterity saving throws And you get an additional action on each of your turns. You can use that to take the attack, dash, disengage, or use an object as an action.
Shit.
But when it ends, you lose your next turn.
Oof.
So I'm concentrating on it for a minute.
Okay.
Use it to get to Grubber.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Like, wait, so I get a bonus action. Is it like a regular turn action or a bonus action?
Okay, so your movement is doubled. Okay. You get a plus two to your AC, and now you have two actions on your turn.
Okay, sick.
So you can use one action to do something, and then another action to do another something.
Or attack twice.
Yeah.
Or attack twice. Shoot, since you already have double attacks, now you're attacking four times.
He's back to a single shot crossbow, though.
Yeah, but I mean, as a paladin class feature, you can make a melee attack twice on a turn.
Sure.
Which I forgot about when fighting those guards earlier. So I'm happy Brandon remembered that.
So you've got this.
Yeah.
I cast it on you. So like this mist goes over and you just feel like you just took like eight Red Bulls. And then I'm going to take my movement to fuck off behind the door in cover.
Okay.
That's right. I'm playing a support class.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Fair.
I mean, I was hoping I would see the day when one of you decides that they want to take the support class kind of route.
Hey, I just healed the guy.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That's pretty supporty.
Okay, all right. Mordecai, you take 3 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a...
Constitution saving throw?
Yep, a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 17.
Okay, you managed to maintain haste.
Yep.
Nice.
All right, Geo, it's your turn.
I am running out and attacking Hans.
Who's Hans?
Sorry.
No idea who you're talking about.
Klaus.
It's not Klaus either.
Ulrich?
Ulrich Klubler, or whatever his name is.
Grubber.
Okay, all right, so you run up, and you're running through kind of some of the hostages. Sort of towards this moonbeam. You could enter moonbeam if you wanted to.
Well, no, I have a lot of experience fighting in and out of moonbeam. Okay, at this point
I just wanted to clarify that is a decision that you are making with full knowledge.
Oh, let's not be hasty here and just pretend that moonbeam is going to start having effects on melee actions that it didn't before. I'm just going to swing into the moonbeam.
All right, attack. Roll an attack.
First one, 16. Does that hit?
It does not.
Second one is 14. That does also not it. Okay, whatever.
Nope.
Okay, my DC is back up to 19. I can do this all night.
Okay. Next to you, there is a heavy bandit, and he takes aim at you who have now run, like, you've left your cover, and you have run right up to Alric, and he's going to level his repeating crossbow at you.
Oh, he's got to roll a 19 or higher, so see how he does.
Rolled a 17.
No dice.
Okay.
Is it your armor lord, though, Geo?
It was.
Oh, okay.
I had the scale mail, which is 14. I got a plus one armored bonus for my fighting style and my dex bonus for 2. And nice, then okay. I got plus two
the
from...
The plus two from me.
Plus two from Brandon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus.
No. It's good to try to hold me accountable.
All right. Next up is Alric, the bandit leader. He has to make a constitution check, right?
Yes, he does. He's got to beat my spell. Let me just get back to spells. He has to beat a 14, sorry.
All right, he rolled a 15.
Oh,
damn it.
Half damage.
So he takes half damage. So roll your 2d10 and then half that.
Yep. So he takes 7 damage.
Okay, it's his turn now. He sees that the tide, for whatever reason, is starting to change on him, and he yells out, "It's time to go." And all of a sudden, the pad that you're standing on, Giovanni, starts to raise. And looking down, you realize that you're not actually standing on a pad. You're standing on what appears to be a giant magic carpet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Wow.
He's also going to stab at you, Giovanni, with his own Bowie knife.
Wow.
Knife fight. I can't believe I haven't been in a knife fight yet. Oh.
He rolled a 25.
He hits.
You take 4 points of damage.
I can soak up that, though.
All right, next up is another bandit. He's on the pad with you. He's going to try and stab at you with his knife. And he rolled a 23. You take 4 points
of
damage.
He's also hitting me. Okay.
And now it's Val's turn.
Okay, and he hasn't risen up to escape the moonbeam?
Oh, no, no, no. He's stuck in moonbeam as this is rising.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think the moonbeam goes for 40 feet up, too.
It does, too. Yeah, we're just going to keep adjusting this cone here. Okay, he's going to roll his save.
No, it's your turn.
Do you have to focus to keep the moonbeam going?
Yep.
All right, so is your turn just going to be doing this concentration?
Lock the moonbeam on him.
Okay, all right. Moonbeam, I guess, adjusts ever so slightly as this raises up into the air. It's another bandit's turn. He's going to take aim at you, Ben. Ah! And he's going to fire at you with his crossbow.
Ooh.
He rolled a 20.
Oh, that'll hit.
You take 6 piercing damage, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 12.
All right. You are able to maintain Moonbeam.
Nice.
All right. Next up is Mordecai. Mordecai, how are you doing over there in the corner?
Not too bad. if I was to use my action to put out the fire, would that use up my concentration?
You would have to roll a concentration check.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to use my Tides of Chaos to roll it at advantage.
Okay.
21.
Okay, you're able to maintain concentration.
And I'm no longer on fire.
And you're no longer on fire.
All right, that's my action. I'm just going to stay behind the door and I'll yell out, you guys have got this! Be there in a minute!
Geo, it's your turn. You are now on a rising magic carpet, which is sort of become difficult terrain for you now.
I'm going to try to stab Hans 3 times.
Okay.
Because I have the bonus action and the 2 attacks.
Okay.
16.
Miss.
12.
Miss.
10. Jesus Christ.
Miss.
All right, that's...
You stab at Hans 3 times. First in the top, second in the left-hand side, and then third, you try to go low. And each time you stab at him, Hans just kind of ducks to the side and ducks down. It seems like he might be pretty experienced in a knife fight here.
Damn, I'd say.
Yeah.
This boy can dance.
Also, his name is not Hans.
I'm going to keep calling him Hans, though.
Sure.
Just try and get in his head, eh, Gio?
Yeah, just keep calling him Hans out loud. All right, first up is one of the bandits that is on this pad with you, and he's going to try and stab at you. He doesn't actually have a knife. He has, like, a short hatchet.
Oh, man. Cool. Brutal.
Oh.
He rolled a 23.
Jesus. These guys are stacked.
You take 8 points of damage.
Ugh, damn.
You're still looking good, boys.
Yeah. Next up is Alric, and he's going to stab at you, too.
After he rolls his moonbeam.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Constitution check. He rolled a 14, so he takes half damage because tie goes to the defender. So, Val, you want to roll that damage for me?
Yep. And that's 11.
Okay, so he takes 5 points of damage.
Oh, man. He's a real bugger, this guy. Is he smoking?
He stabs at you, Giovanni.
Is his jacket smoking a little bit now? Or
if it is, you can't quite see it.
Can't.
Because it is in a giant moonbeam.
The platform is raising, I guess, too, all the time.
He rolls a 16, which does not hit you, Gio.
No, I feel like the searing pain of the moonbeam should be affecting his rolls also, but that's just me.
Well, that would be a good explanation for why he rolled a 16. But it didn't have any mechanical issue on it. Next up is another heavy bandit. He's going to aim down at you, Val, who's standing out and concentrating on this moonbeam here.
Okay.
He rolled an 8. I imagine that does not hit.
No.
Okay. All right. The shots go wide. Next up is Val.
Just keep him locked, man.
All right. This floating carpet continues to ascend up into the air, and you are concentrating on Moonbeam as it floats up.
How high is the carpet off in the air now?
I'd say it's maybe about 30 feet.
Oof.
It's moving at about 15 feet around, which is about half as much that you guys would move.
Okay.
All right. Next up is a bandit. He sees Mordecai is kind of hiding behind a door. And concentrating, he's going to shoot at Mordecai, but he's going to have disadvantage because Mordecai is kind of hiding away.
Yeah, cover. Kind of.
He rolled a natural 1. His crossbow explodes.
Hot damn.
Yep, it's a big day for Man, where did they buy all these crossbows from?
There's like, going to be a recall for sure.
Don't buy crossbows from Renlin. It's crossbow makers. They're just not. Not good quality.
The general there, you know, talking up his military and his equipment and stuff. And I don't know. This Renlin grade stuff is pretty shit anyways.
Assuming they got it from Renlin, man. You have no idea.
Assuming, that's right.
Mordecai, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm behind cover. Giovanni's fine. I can't cast a spell and hold a concentration spell, right?
I don't know. It seems kind of boring with you guys just doing concentration checks on your turn, so I'm going to allow it, but you're going to have to make a concentration check if you're going to, you know, throw another spell out there.
God damn it. Giovanni's so close, though.
You can go for it. I mean, I closed the gap, and I still got two attacks.
Yes, but if I miss this, you lose a turn.
Oh, I got to sleep. That's right.
Yeah, you go lethargic, you lose an action. You basically just lose a turn. Like,
Mordecai, why don't you take one of the guys on the flank then?
Because then I'd have to roll a concentration check to make sure that Giovanni doesn't fall lethargic.
The issue isn't what he's going to do. It's that he's going to do anything at all.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I guess I could always bend luck afterwards. That only adds a d4. Okay, I don't know if this is a good idea, but
follow your heart.
Great way to start.
If I could make an attack.
Don't right. Say what you could do. Just decide if you're going to do it or not.
Okay, surprises. You know what? I'm just going to take a health potion. That's it.
Okay, you're going to have to make a concentration check.
What?
I can hold my hand up and stare at him and use my other hand to pop a cork and drink a bottle. Can I not?
I'm going to say that you can do that, but I am going to say that it's going to impede your ability to concentrate.
Well, I need the health. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, back up to 31. All right. If this goes south, I'm bending luck.
Don't you have to decide beforehand?
That's what I just did.
I mean, you have to roll it.
I got a 13, so I don't even... Yeah. It's fine. It's a reaction, okay, so...
Is it a reaction? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, it's fine. So you are able to maintain concentration on this spell. Gio, we're back up at the top of the turn order with you. This is your last turn of haste.
Okay, I'm going to go for 3 attacks.
Okay.
24 hits.
It does.
I'm going to Divine Smite on that one, too.
Nice.
I'm kind of disappointed that you don't have that spoon still, because this would be a magical moment. You got Divine Strike with a silver spoon.
Do you know off the top of your head, do I have level 2 spell slots? Like, can I rock Divine Sense at level 2?
Divine Sense? You mean Divine Smite, no, right?
No, Divine Smite, yeah, it's Smite.
Yeah, you should be able to. You have all the spell slots you normally would.
Sweet, all right.
All right, so you hit him with a glowing knife, and you just embed it into him. He does not enjoy that.
So 16 damage on that hit. 24 again for 4. Can I keep using Divine Smite?
Only so many spell slots as you have.
Okay. I think I have 4 spell slots.
Okay.
I use that one at level 2. Oh, I have 2 second level spell slots. So I can use that one again.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that again.
All right.
Because that was sick. So 11 damage.
Okay, yeah, you throw in another stab to the chest with another glowing blade. He takes 11 damage, so that's, 28 now?
Yep.
Nope, that's 27 now?
Yep. All right, let's see if the last one goes home. 12 for 5. Nope.
Misses. He takes 2 stabs to the chest. He does not enjoy that at all, but he manages to kind of pull himself out of the way at the last moment for the third stab.
Jeez.
He does not look great, by the way. He's looking very unwell.
I hope the moonbeam will take him.
Moonbeam, take you.
Moonbeam claims another life.
Cleanses.
All right, next up is another bandit that's next to you, Giovanni. He's going to stab at you, or rather swing at you with his mean-looking axe.
Ooh.
He rolled a 17.
Nope.
All right, it goes wide. Just narrowly,
though. I like to think that the next time he does it, I'm just going to grab it.
Well, we'll see. Next up, it's Alric's turn, or Hans, as we have dubbed him. He has to roll a constitution check. He rolled a 14.
Damn it.
So that's half damage.
Half damage.
All right, roll 20 here, Ben.
Come on, baby. 15 for, would that be 7?
Yep, 7 points of damage. So he's not looking great. All of a sudden, what?
I just can't believe he's not dead yet.
I know, man. He's taking
a... All of a sudden, Giovanni, he throws himself at you.
Ah!
is that a strength check?
That is a strength check. He tries to tackle you forward. He rolled a 9. Fuck.
I throw him back into the moonbeam.
He throws himself into... He throw him back into the moonbeam. Okay. He's going to make a dex check.
No, he has to make a...
As he is now...
He has to make a constitution save because he's now entering the moonbeam again.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Just hold him in the moonbeam.
He rolled a 21.
So, aww. Ben, roll again for half damage.
Half damage.
13.
Okay, he takes 6 points of damage.
Is he dead yet?
He rolls a dexterity check. He rolls a 19 and he falls back. He's starting to fall out of the moonbeam outside of the magic carpet, but he catches himself at the last moment before he falls off. He is not looking great. He is battered and bruised and he has like blood coming out of his eyes and he's looking back up at you, Giovanni. And now it is another one of the heavy bandits' turn. He's going to take a shot at you, Val. You rolled an 18.
Ooh, that'll do it.
Okay, you get hit twice for 12 damage.
Ooh, ow.
I need you to roll a concentration check.
Hold
which
on,
which is
man.
Constitution.
Three.
Okay, you rolled a 3 for your concentration check. Moonbeam disappears. All right, next up, Val, it's your turn.
Shit, I'm still behind that thing on the roof there. So I'm just going to duck down and do a heal wounds on myself.
Okay.
For 9 healing points.
Okay, you get 9 hit points back then. Next up is another one of the bandits, the guy who actually just had his crossbow broken. So he is about 30 feet away from you, Val. He's going to rush over to you and attack you with a Bowie knife.
Oh, okay.
He rolled a nat 1. All right.
Nice.
He drops the Bowie knife. It clinks a few times on the ground and then falls off the roof.
Sweet.
And last up, Mordecai.
So, Giovanni, you're powered down now?
Yeah. I go sleep.
Okay. Just a little lethargic. Okay. Who's closest to me? I'm still peeking out from behind that door.
You and Val are on the ground floor. You're kind of hiding behind a door, and Val is hiding behind a vent. And yep. He is currently in hand-to-hand combat with a bandit who was left on the ground there. All the hostages are still on the ground. But two bandits, as well as Alric, Hans, is up in the air with Giovanni.
Okay. And you said he was about 30 feet up in the air now? Or is he higher now?
He's 45 feet up in the air now.
Oof.
Okay. Would I have a quick line of sight on the two guards that are up there?
I wouldn't say it's like an easy shot because they're both kind of on top of this carpet and you can't quite make them out on the other side of it from the angle that you're at.
The angle's getting higher all the time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If you shoot some holes in the carpet, maybe it'll start to lower slowly.
That's honestly kind of what I was thinking, but like, aren't you on it?
I don't care.
Oh, man.
Or just set it on fire with firebolt.
I can't be killed by conventional weapons.
Oh, God.
I guess a magic carpet and magic aren't conventional weapons, though. Yeah, you know, do whatever you want to do. I'll land on my feet.
All right. How many? Okay, I've got 6 sorcery points left. Third level spell. I've got 1.
Oh, no way. Are you gonna twin yep. spell lightning?
I 100% am. I was originally thinking, what if I just hit those two guys and then there's less for Giovanni to have to deal with on his next turn? But if I could just poke some holes in the carpet and let him drop 30 feet, maybe he'll survive? I don't know.
Assuming that he's going to fall back onto the tower.
What about this? If I shoot at these guys, would they have cover from the carpet or would the lightning bolt go through it?
I don't know how magic carpets work.
I'm going to say that they're going to have cover. It would still hit the carpet, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to hit them on the other side of that.
Okay, because this is a DC check, right? Like they have to be to 16. Would they be rolling at advantage because they have cover?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna try it anyways. I'm going to use 3 sorcery points, twin spell lightning bolt, and aim it at the ones that I can see.
Okay, so they are going to make a dex save, is it?
Yeah.
Here is the first one.
Come on.
And here is the second one. All right, they both rolled 18s. They take half damage.
So I rolled a 26. They each take 13.
Okay, they each take 13 damage. The carpet's now on fire.
Awesome. That should slow it down a little bit.
That'll slow
not going to get very far with that on fire, are you?
Nice.
Grubber.
Okay. Now we're at the top of the turn order again. Geo, what happens with haste when you are now lethargic?
He loses his entire turn.
Ooh, bummer.
Can I say something, though?
Sure.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to squander it on a RoboCop reference. I'm just going to say, look, if you could give me any information as to who backed this, I can just give you guys 2 years, reduce sentence, you'll be back on the street. Send this carpet down, drop your weapons, come with us. We're the guard. We're not the military. Just talk to us.
It's over.
And then you immediately fall asleep.
You all have the high ground?
I don't fall asleep. I'm just lethargic. I'm just like... yeah.
Can I have you roll a persuasion check?
Thank you.
Let's be nice here.
Also, I got a 3 on the wild magic surge.
All right, Mordecai, I'm going to need you to roll a D100.
Okay. 51.
Okay.
Something happened this time?
Yeah, all right. So in front of you, Mordecai, all of a sudden a spectral shield appears. It starts to kind of hover around you, and you get a +2 bonus to your AC and immunity to magic missile.
Forever?
Hey, right on.
Forever. Well, until the... Forever.
Forever?
It's for the next minute.
Oh.
Nice.
Does that 4 for persuasion count then or no? Because it's out of turn order now.
It does, yeah. All right. So, Giovanni, you try to compel him, but they are just not swayed by your words. And the bandit that's next to you with the axe swings at you.
Am I at any sort of disadvantage, or am I just, I just miss a turn?
You miss a turn.
Oh, I just missed a turn. Okay.
I'll read it off. When the spell ends, the target can't move or take actions until after its next turn as a wave of lethargy sweeps over it.
I'm just wondering if I get advantage on attacks.
I mean, he's just standing there and he can't move.
I feel like I could still block. I just can't attack.
I think you would have disadvantage on like dexterity checks, but
yeah.
I also keep forgetting that I have +2 to saving throws because I have an aura of protection. I had never programmed that in. Oh.
All right, the mean looking axe comes down at you, hits you with a 23. You take 6 points of damage.
Wow.
Yes. Alaric is now kind of looking at you. You guys are looking equally like beaten down at this point. Well, I mean, you look lethargic, maybe not like beaten to the point where Alaric is, but
I'm not even halfway dead yet.
No, you're certainly not. Alaric is looking way, way worse, but you're both kind of huffing and puffing and like out of steam at this point. And he throws himself at you.
I thought he was hanging on to the edge.
No, he had stopped right before the edge.
Oh, okay.
That's convenient.
Yep. Well, he rolled a 19. So here he rolls a nat 20.
I rolled a 9.
All right, he grabs you, Giovanni, and the two of you start hurtling towards the edge of this carpet. He's picking you up and trying to pull you around to throw you off. He doesn't quite get there, but he certainly has the advantage on you right now, and you're going to have to break out of his grip if you're going to do anything else.
Okay.
Is he trying to jump onto the building or onto the grounds below?
I cannot describe to you the motivations of this
man. Right, he's just trying to kill me now.
God, for sure.
Next up is one of the other heavy bandits that's on top of here. He's going to take a shot at Mordecai.
From the magic carpet?
From the magic carpet. And you're hidden behind a door, so he's going to have disadvantage.
Okay.
He rolled a 7, so that doesn't hit.
Nice.
Next up, Val.
Ugh.
A guy tried to attack you with his knife, and he let go of it and fell off the roof. You are now standing in front of him.
He fell off the
roof? The knife fell off the roof.
Oh, it fell off the roof. How close am I to the edge of the roof?
I'd say maybe like... let's say 10 feet.
Probably too much to try and drag him over there and throw him off, I guess. Poison spray.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So he has to make a constitution saving throw then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, beat a 14.
They rolled an 18.
And that's good.
So he's fine. You cast a ball of like kind of acidic mist in their face, and they just kind of duck underneath it.
Yeah.
It blows away in the wind.
Oh, man.
Next up is this bandit. He is unarmed, as much as a bandit can be unarmed, and he's going to try and wrestle you, Val.
Ugh.
So roll a strength check.
Oh, that's not good. Ugh. 2.
All right. They rolled a 21. They managed to get you in like a nice grip, and they start lulling you over to the side of this building.
Ugh!
All right. Last up, Mordecai.
Okay. Not really a whole lot I can do.
Morty, drop this fool. What are you talking about?
Ben, why don't you just change into a wolf and rip people's throats out?
Yeah, yes, Mr. Yeah. Shape Changer Totem Warrior.
All right, no more backseat gaming for the druid.
I don't think I can reach him, and I'm all out of third level. Ah, never mind. Firebolt.
Who are you firebolting?
The carpet.
Are you firebolting the carpet?
Okay. More fire. 14?
Okay, a shrieking bolt of fire flies out of Mordecai's hands and hits directly onto the magic carpet. Its fire just starts expanding more, and there's a shuddering across the entire carpet. Geo, it's your turn, but I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw to see if you keep your footing.
Ooh. 12?
All right, you're okay.
All right, and then I assume it's a strength to break out of this.
Yes.
9. Fuck.
They got another nat 20. Right. They're fine. All right.
Sure.
It is now Alric's turn. He has to make a dexterity saving throw to make sure he doesn't lose his footing. He rolled an 11. He is kind of falling onto his back here. He maintains his grip on you, though.
He should have to roll at disadvantage, though, on my next strength roll because he doesn't have steady footing.
Maybe. Okay, next up is the bandit that's next to you, Giovanni. He's going to try and shoot at Mordecai, who's standing behind that door.
Yeah.
What's the carpet doing at this point?
The carpet is shuddering and starting to lower.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So the heavy bandit shot at Mordecai. He got a 10, which does not hit you.
Nope.
It is now Val's turn. Val, you are kind of like being lulled over to the side of this tower.
Okay, are we like maybe like, what, 5 feet from there now, or?
I'd say that you're at the edge.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I want to use conjure animals.
Okay.
I want to get 4 dogs. Let me just see.
I'll allow it. 4 dogs appear around you.
Sure. And just sick a couple and drag this guy off the roof. Like with them. Like just take this
like
guy.
Pulling themselves.
Like, yeah.
This
like,
guy's holding on to you right now. Do you want to try and break out of his, like, I
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, okay. So summon them. I'll break out can I roll strength to try and break out of him?
Sure, I'll allow it.
Wait, if you summon the dogs first and then they attack him, could you roll your strength that advantage? Because he's being attacked by dogs.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, just have a bunch of dogs rip him off me and then have a couple of them drag him over the edge with themselves.
Okay, could I have you roll a d20 plus 3? Roll that twice.
Okay.
And take the higher of the two.
19 and 11. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Okay, he rolled
a
21. Okay, so all of a sudden, 4 wolves appear around him. 2 of them jump on him and start pulling at his shoulders. I'll allow the other 2 wolves to make another advantage roll at his like legs or something.
Sure. Just roll the same then?
Yep, exact same as before.
21 and 15.
Okay, he tries to resist them, but they pull at his legs, and his legs come out from underneath him. Do you want to make that strength check to get out of there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that an advantage because I have the dogs, or no?
Not an advantage for you. He has disadvantage, though, because he's being pulled down.
12. Ooh. Oh.
All right, he rolled a 6. He lets go of you, and as he does, the wolves start pulling at his legs. He falls down onto them, and the wolves themselves start pulling themselves off of the top of this tower, and you can hear screaming as the man disappears from your vision down onto the ground floor. The dogs themselves burst into little spectral flakes of magic. Okay, great. That guy's dead. Next up is Mordecai.
Okay, I guess I will leave the cover of the door to try and get a better angle on the last guy that's left.
Okay.
I'm not going wrong with Firebolt, so I'm just going to keep it up.
Okay.
10 to hit?
The 10 does not hit. It goes wide.
All right.
Geo, it's your turn. I need you to make a dex check as the magic carpet starts crashing.
Nat 20.
Okay. All right. You are still in a headlock with this guy. What are you doing?
Don't I get a bonus with the nat 20?
Let me decide that as you tell me what you want to do.
Just really steady myself. And I want to say, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, and try to throw him off the carpet.
Okay, strength check with advantage.
23.
I'm frying his fingers up.
Okay, you pull him out from underneath you. He's behind you this whole time, and he's struggling at your throat as you are kind of pulling your way out, and the magic carpet itself is swaying from side to side. And you, what do you say?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
and you get out of the headlock and you turn around and you kick him in the chest. You're both scrambling on the ground and he falls back over the top of the magic carpet in slow motion, looking up at you, arms flailing from side to side as he starts plummeting down towards the earth, completely missing the tower.
All right. That's not even my turn, though. That was just a... Should I stab this other bandit?
Stab him.
Or maybe I should, Can I try to plead with him first, though?
Hey, follow your heart, man.
So I say, hey, man, your boss is dead. You guys should just surrender now, and we'll just arrest you.
All right, persuasion check.
14.
Okay, you can see him looking at you very seriously, scowling. And then realizing what is going on around him, that he's on a flaming carpet, that his boss just plummeted to his death, and he slowly puts down his hatchet, and he puts both of his hands up.
Nice.
All right, buddy, you know how to make this carpet go down?
Well, it's on fire and descending, though, isn't it?
I think it's going down one way or another.
Fair enough. Are all the guys on the roof dead now?
Yep.
So we got one? We got one guy?
That's all we need.
All right. We apprehended one guy.
Okay, so the...
lawful good. Still lawful.
Giovanni convinces the bandit to put down his hatchet and give up, surrender to the three of you. And the scene fades out. And you're now on the top of the roof, taking care of the hostages, untying their bonds, and putting this guy in handcuffs.
Where's that military guy? Sorry.
He's not here up among the hostages. Or actually, you know what? I'll allow it. Yeah, so one of the guys that's up here is the guy who was a general, and he's looking at you as you come back down, like, covered in, like, charred ash, having just seen a body thrown off the top of this, and he looks at you just stunned.
I must say, happy fortnight of this. I'll have that duel now.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this. Good night. Peace.